drasha for Seder Chayisara, Tokshin Samad Gimel. The connection between the Haftorah and the Sedra is simply the idea that in the Sedra it mentions that Avraham Avinu got old, and it also mentions that David HaMelech got old. By both of them it says, Zokein Ba'abayamim, old and coming with their days. The Torah Shlema brings down a medrash in the name of the Ovest Reb Nosson that says that Zikna was written by the Avos in Avraham Avinu in this week's Sedra, by the kings, David HaMelech in the Haftorah, and in the prophets, Nevi'im, by Shmuel HaNavi. So we see that the Medrash, in fact, makes a connection between the old age that's mentioned by Avraham in this week's Sedra and the old age mentioned by David in the Haftorah. Another connection is that before they died, they picked their successor. Avraham Avinu chose Yitzchak and separated him from the other children that he had to be his successor in the Avos. And David HaMelech chose Shlomo and chose him to be a successor and in place of Adoniyahu as the successor to the kingdom. Now the concept of Zikna, of old age, we find the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu asked that old age, the fact that people could look old, would be something that would be introduced into the world. Up until the time of Avraham Avinu, people got old, but they didn't look old, and it was hard to give honor to the elders because nobody could tell who the father was and who the son was, who the teacher was and who the students were. So in order there should be honor, and it should be obvious who the older was and who the younger was, Avraham Avinu asked that people should look their age. And even though the idea of old age and whether a person's hair gets white or remains black is something that's natural, still it's a sign of a crown of honor of old age. The Torah Shlema brings down in the name of the Or Ma'atela that a person's hair gets white because his body cools off. When the body is hot with youth, then the hair is black. When the body gets colder and settles down, then the hair becomes white. And even though this is a natural process, Avraham Avinu asked that it be obvious and recognized amongst people that they should honor the older people. Children should honor their parents when they get old. Students should honor their rabbis. In that way, everyone would know their place. Now, I think the idea is, why is therefore white hair a symbol, gray hair, a symbol of zikna, which is really the idea of wisdom or whatever? Because we have the concept of niskara daito. Person's das, his wisdom, becomes settled, cooled off. He's not impetuous and hot. And that's the language used for a young student. It's called a tsurba min rabbanan, and the word tsurba comes from the word heat. Rischa v'oraisa, he's hot, he's impetuous. When a person's hot and impetuous, his wisdom is not yet ripe and settled. And therefore, gray hair, white hair, that comes from the cooling off of the body is a sign also that the person has that nice, cool intellect that's settled. And therefore we find by HaKadosh Baruch Hu also that he is represented as having white hair, this idea of the crown of the king that he crowns his servants with also. It doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu got old or looked old, because since this is an honor to the person who looks dignified and elderly, Moshe Rabbeinu was always in the presence of God, and you don't honor the student in the presence of God. And also, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't his own wisdom, but God spoke through his mouth, and therefore the honor is for God, not for Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu never got old, never looked old, didn't have that distinguishing honor of himself. Also another idea the Torah Shlema brings down is that Avraham Avinu became old suddenly, and He didn't go through a slow process of aging, but he went directly from looking young to looking old overnight. And it could be the same thing happened to David HaMelech, and that surely was a sign of the crown of his wisdom that was made representative by the fact that he got old at such a quick pace. We find the same thing with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was 17 years old and got old overnight. In order to give him the honor and respect of the wisdom that he possessed. What is exactly this zikna, the spiritual zikna? The Medrash said, Veshekana Chachma. Zikna is someone who acquired wisdom. And the rabbis in Yuma, Kafchet, say that our forefathers always were sitting and learning in yeshiva, because that is the way to acquire wisdom, and therefore zikna implies that they're sitting and making themselves kavua, set over learning. Zaken b'yoshe b'yeshiva. The Avos Reb Nosson says, Zikna means zehitmanu shamayim v'aretz, the one who the heavens and the earth are given over into his domain. The Pirkei Reb Elazar says, zeshekana shnei olamos. Zaken is someone who acquires both worlds, this world and the next world. And the Avos Reb Nosson says, Kivin shenasasik b'dvar mitzvah, since Avram Avinu busied himself in a mitzvah, likbor es Sarah, to bury Sarah, zocha uba lidei zikna. That's what he merited to become zaken, to become old. That's where he got the covet and the greatness of the look of old age in the merit of the mitzvah. In addition to the fact that it says that Avram and Sarah were zakenim, it also says, Bo Bayomin, came with his days. Same thing it says by David HaMelech. And the Medrash Rabbah says, Yesh Yesh Lo Zikna Ve'in Lo Yomin, Yomin Ve'in Lo Zikna. And Avraham Avinu and David had both. Some people have Zikna without days, some have days without Zikna. And David and Avraham had both, Boim Da Yomin and Zikna. The Kli Yakar says that what is the idea of Bo Bayomin? When a person leaves over a child who's a tzaddik, so the child who's a tzaddik carries on for the father as if the father's still alive. Surely when the father's alive, it adds even to his life. So therefore, it's Zaken, he was old, but he had a child, a son, to carry on his work. He was brought by Yomim. His life was enhanced by his righteous child. So too David had a child, Shlomo, to carry on his work, to carry on his royalty. He was also brought by Yomim. The Kli Yakar, in addition, says, brought by Yomim means that a zaken, an older, wise person, his main part of life is when he has days behind him and he reaches the pinnacle of his wisdom. On the other hand, amaratzim, people who follow their baser desires, their main part of life is when they're young and they have all their faculties, and when they get old, that's not the main part of their life because they can't fulfill all of their desires. So Avram was Zaken and Bo Bayomin. He was old, and that were the main part of his life. The Sfas Emes, according to the Zohar, says that Bo Bayomin means that he brought with him all of his days, and each day he fulfilled and accomplished what he was supposed to accomplish that day. And all the days were Shokayama, they were days that lasted, that were permanent. He didn't lose even one day of his life. And from each day, he was able to raise himself up from level to level and remain on that level and keep what he accomplished that day for the next day and for the rest of his life. So when he came to old age, he had all of his days with him. The Medrash says, Bo Bayomin means one day of this world and one day refers to the next world. According to all of this, the idea of zikna is the wisdom and the honor that a person gets from mitzvahs and from Torah. The seva, the fact that he looks old, is the sign of his niskara daito, the fact that he's settled in his wisdom. And habo bayomim means that all of his life comes together. And this is the ability for his life. Habo bayomim means the accumulation of the entire life and the continuation of it beyond the person's life in this world. And therefore, after The Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu was zokein and bo bayomim, that he had that special attribute of spiritual age and the physical look of age, and he had accumulated an entire life that all of it was in that direction. Then the Torah speaks about the marriage of Yitzchak, the idea of continuing this on into the future. And similarly by David, after it tells us that David was Zokin and Bar Bayamin, it speaks about the continuation of David's royalty through his son Shlomo.